You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Go K-State. I saw her T-shirt. Yeah, she's cute. You're right. She's cute.
Oh, she.
Explain if you'd like, just tuning in. Yeah, what I'm talking about.
She heard us talking about her and sent another picture. You're going to want to probably look at.
I will, but I already saw some of them. She's very nice.
Late in the show, we talked about a woman. This was a couple hours after Craig brought up the
bikini naked one.
10 most common ways to get caught cheating. And we had a good hour conversation out of that.
Easily, right.
And late in the show, this lady mentioned she hooked up with, what, her boss? Or a manager.
Yeah,
a manager.
And she was snagged through the GPS that saw the truck at her house or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then she sent a pretty long letter about how she prefers to get involved with guys who are already involved.
All right. And, calm down. We are faithful men.
Yeah. My justification, this is from her now, is I want to be alone. I don't want a relationship. It's not my problem. And then she goes on to explain that she hooked up with a guy, and he blew up her social media.
Single
six
guy.
Or seven, eight different messages.
I love you, I love you. Did he change his status to complicated or in a relationship?
I didn't meet up with him either. Then his girlfriend, last month, messaged me and told me I was trash and a whore and everything you could think of. And, of course, I still denied it. I guess it could have been better. This would have been better as a call.
Yeah,
if she wants to call, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't want the complications of a relationship.
Now, it looks like, does she have a family? I mean, does she have kids or anything? Again, we don't know.
No.
But she got her own life going. She doesn't want to deal with some single guy, all up in there, right?
Right. And why are the wives and the girls attacking me, she writes. I'm not the one who lied to them, telling them I love them and wanted only to sleep with them for the rest of my life. Be mad at your spouse for stepping out and betraying you.
Yeah, I think you should be first mad at the spouse. Slap the dude around a little bit, because he's the one cheating on you. And now, I see you get mad at the other woman if you know the other woman.
Yeah.
Physically know the other woman.
But apparently, she wants a no-strings-attached kind of relationship.
All right.
And man, you and I have been through that. You can't have a no-strings-attached relationship because they want to keep coming back. Yeah.
That's
good.
Just you guys.
Yeah.
Because you're the total package.
Were.
Right. One time.
The Hall of Fame stuff.
One time
Tang
with
now,
us,
man.
And they're going to fall in
Tang
line.
Tang's showing up. The Hall of Fame. All Tang is flying, man. Yeah.
You see my plaque?
Right.
I don't even have the plaque yet.
Right.
Wait till I get the plaque.
Oh, I want a bust.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I don't think they make them.
No, they don't.
I think it's the NFL.
Yeah. Oh,
we should get
you're
going
to have to commission that yourself.
We should get a maid and show up at the ceremony with her own bust.
Joe could do that for you.
He could. Joe could do that. And shut about the big head crap.
I'm going to talk to our buddy Joe from Blue House. Yeah.
I'll see him tonight, actually, when you go see him play.
He's a bust maker. Yeah. I got a couple projects for him, so we can lay that on him.
Because you're right, he does a bunch of trophies for Lincoln. Right?
Oh yeah,
for the Huskers.
He does
a national trophy too. He does a national trophy for
doesn't he do statues?
The Johnny Rogers returner of the year for college football. He does that.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Jet Award.
Yeah, he does the Jet Award.
So he could probably bang out a couple of busts in his sleep.
He could.
Well, just use the
hope of their own
use
busts.
The bobbleheads as a example to start from.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, I got a bunch of those laying around.
I love that.
Yeah,
we'll just paint that bronze.
We got a bunch of extra of those bobbleheads.
Yeah, they found it. It was
just
a treasure trove.
Well, one box.
Yeah. And most of them are
like, I have some of the house.
Yeah. Most of them are busted.
A lot of them were, yeah. Yeah, okay. there was a weak point in the neck area. Surprise.
And apparently a weak point in the tibial plateau.
Yeah, Todd's leg fell off and my head fell off and all those bobbleheads from back in the day.
Right, so we got bobbleheads with busted heads and busted tibial plateaus, and that's all that's available.
Is she currently in the market for another dude, this lady? Is she seeing the married guy now?
I think she likes to get laid, but not a relationship.
All right.
Sound like she was just fine the way she was.
But she wants to get laid, though.
Yeah.
She's not?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, she is.
But she's getting bitching because the guys get caught and they go away. The girlfriend yells at him.
Yeah.
Has anybody? I know she's listening right now, Todd.
She sent a message.
Okay,
just a while ago.
I want to know this.
Then
I want to know this. If when a guy gets caught and his girlfriend, if she does dump him, does that guy come to you and want a relationship then? Like once he's single, well, I love you now.
That's a good question.
She's a good looking lady. I'm sure guys fall in love with her. It's a side piece. They're not happy in their current relationship. And they go, I love you now. I can be stepdaddy, you know.
I sent her the telephone number if she wants to continue the conversation. Right. And answer those questions.
But I was right. No, she's not trash or a whore. And she's cute.
And it sounds like she just wants no commitments.
All right.
Just wants a sex thing. And apparently can't find that with single guys, because once she has sex with them,
they want a commitment.
They want to come back.
Right.
They want to hang out.
Craig knows where that's lying.
And she doesn't want to do any of that.
And in defense of those single guys,
they're looking for a relationship.
That generally is what people are looking for.
Right.
Yeah, is a relationship.
No, you're right.
I mean, I get where she's coming from.
You can't blame a guy for wanting a relationship.
You can't blame the guys.
Yeah, a lot of guys want relationships. A lot of women want relationships, too, you know.
Many single people do want a relationship.
That's true, puss. You're totally right.
I mean, that is the societal norm.
Yes, it is.
Norm schmorm.
They'll figure it out later on. It's a rough patch, but yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, if that's not but if that's not what she's looking for, then that's fine.
No, she's not looking for it. But you're right. The guys she's hooking up with, right? Yeah. I mean, the guys that wanted her single. Yeah.
But it almost seems like she's coming off like, why are all these single guys wanting to have a relationship
after I have sex with them?
Yeah, right. That's what happens.
She'd take that as a compliment. You know.
We are commemorating or remembering or celebrating.
Oh, celebrating, okay.
All of those.
Irish American Heritage Month.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Potato.
We got the big St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
And Tyler's thinking about doing a podcast all about Dublin.
you had a great name for it, Dublin Down.
Dublin Down. Dublin Down with Mike Tyler.
Is she here?
Yeah, this would be.
I'm just gonna say potato on the podcast.
All right, we're gonna call you Susie
a thousand times.
Susie,
hello.
Hi, Susie. How you doing?
All right, let's recap a little bit.
I'm doing all right.
You sent a, I think it was a Twitter message yesterday. Got involved with one of your managers or whatever. He was married, correct?
Right.
All right, and then from then on, you have also been involved with other guys who are in relationships.
Because, yeah, it's kind of like they're just attracted to me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And, do you meet them at work or bars? What?
Well, I live in a really small town, actually. Yeah. Like 2,000 people live here.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I met my manager at work. Another one was like my cousin's stepbrother.
Oh, at least you said, I was glad you kept going with that sentence right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one was my cousin.
Right, you added one more level.
Cousin's stepbrother is legal to bang. That's supposed to tell you that, right?
Right. Sure, right, yeah. Yeah, when I was trying to type that whole life story to you guys, I was like, how do I explain who he is to me?
Cousin's stepbrother, you're not blood related. You're not blood related to a cousin.
Right, absolutely okay. Not.
But he was also in a relationship, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Well, hold on. So if you're just doing it in this gene pool here, I'm not necessarily the relationship gene, not the relative gene pool, 2,000 people in that gene pool, people are going to find out. I mean, I realize people coming in. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say the name of your town. I don't want you to get in trouble, but I saw the town. I mean, I didn't know it was that small, but I know it's, you know.
Is that how you get caught? Because, you know, it is a small town and word gets out, blah, blah, blah.
Well, he got caught because he hit me up on six different sites, social media sites,
man.
Ones that I didn't even know I had.
Right.
So then she was going through his stuff and found those messages.
And then she yelled at you.
And then she called me, and she was just calling me every name in the book and whatever. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about because...
Right. You hadn't even done anything. You didn't even had sex with this guy at this point, right?
Right. It had been... Well, no, I had.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
It had been over a year.
Oh, so what?
A year ago, you had sex with this guy, and she's...
Right. Was this just a one-and-done thing with this guy?
It was like three times, I think.
Okay, all right. And then a year later, she calls you and bitches at you.
Yeah, the first time they were just dating, and then the next time he's like, we can't do this again, we're engaged now, and I don't want to lose my kids and my family, and I was like... Sure, you're going to call again, and then sure, called again.
And he did.
I love the fact that a year later he thought he was scot-free and his wife finds stuff, you know. A year later he was skating along.
Now I assume since he's got the wife. Go ahead.
I couldn't believe that he hit me up on Christmas Eve, this last Christmas Eve.
Man, must have been drinking.
Yeah.
Was he alone on Christmas Eve, or like the kids were asleep and Santa wasn't there yet? What the hell? He's getting a hold of us.
Yeah. It was probably.
Does he want to meet you down? Does he want to meet you outside somewhere on Christmas Eve to have sex?
Well, the first time he just parked his truck behind our shop, and I was living out in the house in front of the shop that we rent, the rental house. And so we just went out back at that time. So he might have been wanting to just drive up out back.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, let's go back into why you don't want to date single guys.
Because they're annoying and they won't leave me alone.
Yeah. They want...
At least when I'm with people like that are committed,
yeah.
Then I know they're not going to call me.
You mean committed? The word committed is probably not the key word.
Yeah.
When you're guys that are seeing other women, let's go with that.
Yeah. So you're perfectly comfortable being the side piece because you just want to get laid. You don't want a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Are any of these guys at risk of you telling somebody you're having sex with them?
You know, what I'm trying to say is,
say you're having sex with a married guy on the side. Would you tell any of your friends that you're banging that guy?
Yes.
Well, do your friends aren't keeping quiet then. You know that.
Well, I do know that they are keeping quiet because I only have two friends anyway.
Yeah, I know, but okay. it's a town of around 2,000. Somebody's telling somebody's cousin, stepbrother who you're banging, you know. And it's gonna get out there, you know.
Have you thought of branching out?
Have
you thought of branching out? Because there's bigger towns near the little town you're at. I have an idea where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Manager actually was in another town that was like 30 miles away or whatever. But the interesting part about that was that we obviously worked together, but we also worked with my ex fiance. So that was really cool when it came out at the office.
Did anybody lose their nobody lost their job, right?
No, I was just like, okay, that's been fun. I'll get another job.
All right. Well,
yeah. So you've met no single guy who wants.
You met no single guy you want to be involved with. That's it. Sounds like you don't.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not that good looking, but my inbox is full, and it's like I don't want any of that.
You just described your inbox being full earlier than that, obviously, right? It's pretty full.
That's an in and out right. box.
Well, my our inbox is now filling up too. Send that lady my way.
Phone calls too. Plenty of phone calls.
And they want to know exactly where she lives, right?
All right. Yeah, I'm down for that. No strings attached. Even my number.
I don't have time for a relationship, but I can always make time for a poke.
I will tell you
the kind of guy you want.
I will give one hint. T95 shares. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and please check back in and keep us going. Apprised of how your life's going, your love life. You're pretty interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate you sharing. Thank you.
I just did that. Plus, I'll get 1,000 calls from T95 listeners.
Well, they already have started.
I know, but they didn't know it was T95. All the Z people are going, damn it. All the Blaze people, I can drive.
Well, the Z people are looking how far it is to drive.
Exactly.
5 hours.
Probably about 5 hours.
Five hours to Wichita from Omaha.
To where she lives, is somewhere in that area.
Pretty well on the nose.
Yeah.
With a quick stop in York for a subway.
We know exactly how far it takes you to get laid. 5 hours with a subway.
With the subway. Probably do it in 4:45 if you skip the sandwich.
And you might want to shower on the way home,
right.
too.
Just sex. I'm game. But this guy's in, I think, Needles, California.
Checks in all the time.
That might not be that convenient.
Oh, no. There were guys reaching for the phone. I can drive.
And there's a nice Casey's in Heston, Kansas with some showers.
That's right. That's where we shower.
Right off the road.
That's where we showered.
Real easy to get to.
That's right.
Every time we go to Wichita, that's where we stop for a quick shower.
Yeah, you can hit that on the way in and the way out.
Oh, we hit it. That's for sure. Morning, Craig. How you doing?
Great.
All right.
Looking forward to National Day of Unplugging.
When's that?
Probably now.
Tomorrow? Oh, I thought that was tomorrow. You can't unplug.
First Friday in March.
You can't unplug on a weekday.
No, you can, actually.
I got five screens in front of me. You could have told me before this?
That should be.
Unplug, unwind, relax.
Does that include butt plugs? Can they be plugged in?
You always want to know that.
We're talking social media and electronics. I don't know. Is it plugged in?
Yeah.
So is it plugged in?
Well, it's a butt plug. It doesn't.
Is it plugged in?
Well, it has an adapter to it.
Well, we're talking electronics
here. Got it. All right.
So shut off your bone.
Todd's right. It shouldn't be Fridays because people got to work.
Your tablet.
People got to work Fridays.
Shut off your computer. Shut off your TV.
Even we work Fridays.
Anything electronic. Shut off your video games.
I'm all for that. Are we but it's Friday.
What are we supposed to do? Read a book?
No, get out.
Read
maybe.
Some book.
Well, that
talk to
or
the people around you.
Talk to the people around
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, get out. It is no Friday though. You. If you can get through work without plugging in, we've already done that. So. Yeah. Go directly to a bar and drink
right.
and hang out. Talk the whole time.
A lot of people bail.
Keep your phone in your purse.
Bail early on work on a Friday.
Oh, and, hell yeah.
Yeah, go to a happy hour and interact with people face-to-face.
Yeah.
Is that what they're suggesting?
And then get home on their phone. Where you at? I love you. I can drive 5 hours.
We can just have sex in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'll turn around and get right back.
A study found that those who identified as nappers,
yep,
I am them,
are also more likely to identify as productive people and find that there's too many hours in the day.
Let's run with that.
Did you read that? Did you throw that in there? That last
I
part?
Did throw that last part in there. I'm just shocked by that. Let me just say, I'm floored by this there's too many hours in the day concept.
I feel that way when I don't work sometimes.
I do not.
Yeah.
That's just more hours in the day to relax.
Yeah, but don't you get bored?
No.
Yeah, when there's
I do not get bored.
Too much relaxing?
Nope. I do not.
It was ridiculous yesterday. What I did, I woke up. I always wake up early on the weekends.
Yeah, I hated that.
Probably 7:38 I'm up Saturday, Sunday morning. That's still, I still get 7 hours sleep usually, or maybe even 8 hours, you know.
Right.
I can't sleep later than that, can you?
No, but I did get up and after a bit took a nap.
Well, so did I. But I get up and then I felt pretty decent, you know. I had a couple of booze the night before. I felt pretty good. So I went downstairs and finished a couple of different walls. I was still painting. I got two more walls done. And I literally come upstairs, I clean up, and I haven't cleaned up yet. It's still noon. So then I take a walk because it's beautiful.
Right.
Walk a mile or two. Longer than that. And then I come back, and then it's like, I'm thinking it's getting later. We always do that. All of us do this. And I take my shower, put my sweats on, and it's 3:00. And it's getting light out lately now, too. It's staying light.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I pour Bloody Mary at like 3:30. I'm thinking, you know, I think I timed this wrong.
Or you timed it perfectly.
Well, no, I think I timed it wrong.
But that does count as a... macho stuff if you're painting walls in a house.
Oh, yeah, real macho.
Well, you know, you got your work done early in the day, and then you let yourself relax for the rest of the day,
you know? I did.
You were productive in the morning.
But there was too many hours in the day. That pisses off Craig.
Yeah, I don't see that.
No, I could have done some stuff, but I just got lazy and then fell asleep on the couch.
All of us nap because our hours suck, and... You're talking to people that say, I can't nap. Well, yeah, I never napped my whole life until I started doing morning radio. I never napped.
No, it's kind of ingrained in my biological clock now.
If I had to sleep 8 hours a day, I wouldn't nap.
I mean, because I'm up early on the weekends. I'll go back to bed. I'll go back to sleep, but I'm still up early.
Right. So nappers are good, right?
Well, nappers are more likely to
identify. As long as you buy your Valentine's stuff before your nap.
Right, there's that. Nappers are more likely to identify as productive people. They're also more likely to be happier and more confident.
Naps are good. Naps are good for you.
Earlier research found that even one night of poor sleep can lead to employees displaying unwanted behavior at work, like taking longer breaks or losing their temper with colleagues.
Yeah, who does that?
A nap can improve our focus, which in turn would boost our productivity.
This is why we try not to interact with colleagues. Because we might lose our temper.
You mean even each other?
No.
That doesn't matter so much.
Yeah.
No, that's the bit.
Yeah. We're good.
A short nap at work, they say, can lead to improved alertness, which will impact your performance and memory. And lower blood pressure. Might make you more creative.
Don't a lot of these...
Do bosses allow people to take naps?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they probably do in certain progressive
like
companies that might do
like
it.
Something like the tech industry
right.
would do. Because I think they have like...
Nap
little,
rooms.
Little nap pods at a place like Google.
But there's so many bosses out there that still think that's just laziness, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are we, Mexico?
Look, you can get 7.5 hours of really good production out of me, or you can get 8 hours of half-ass.
Right.
Give me 30 minutes to, you know, crash out right around noon.
Every time we talk about real jobs, we have no reference point.
Not anymore.
We've all been doing this for too long. We have no idea what real jobs look like.
Yeah. I mean, we could
don't
talk
understand
to guys.
Them, don't know them.
We could talk to guys with real jobs.
Yeah, everybody I know has a real job.
We have not experienced that in a long time.
Yeah, everybody works with somebody they don't like.
Yeah. Oh, that would suck.
And everybody does it. We're lucky.
Yeah.
Everybody's got somebody they don't like at work. And many people have someone that doesn't like them.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Well, we got that. We got that second half.
Yeah, but we don't care about that part.
We don't care about that part.
We don't have to deal with that. Right. Other people have to deal with that.
Well, I mean, Jim. I mean, he's
well, okay.
He doesn't like us.
Yeah, but that's just because we're people.
Right.
True enough. He doesn't like people. And that's his own admission.
That's just because we are people. Horrible story here. A woman out of Arkansas.
Even better than the last story. The guy did a headstand and died.
Well, she's not dead.
Well, that's good. Oh, man. You shouldn't have teased me that way.
Arkansas woman recovering after suffering serious burns. She's not dead. A grill burst into flames at a hibachi restaurant.
Oh, no.
You mean the kind you're sitting?
Yeah, that's you're sitting in front of the little thing there. Yeah, the guy.
The onion volcano get out of hand?
No, the guy did a little, he drew a heart.
Did he throw shrimp at her face and it was on fire?
He drew a heart in flammable liquid on the grill.
I've seen that.
Okay. Touched it with a flame and it exploded. She and the chef caught fire. She suffered first-degree burns on her face and second-degree on her neck and chest.
First-degree?
She's planning on suing the restaurant.
She's planning on owning the hibachi restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably didn't even get to flip any shrimp into his hat.
At that point, no.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Well, like, I mean, I didn't realize that it was that flammable.
Yeah. No, I mean, they do some pretty cool stuff. I mean, I've been there with the kids before. There's two or three in this town. And, explode, but, you know, it...
Usually it's under control.
Yeah, most of the time they know what they're doing, obviously.
He put a little too much fuel down, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been to one of those things.
Yeah, they're fun. They're actually pretty fun.
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, but geez.
That's not part of the normal experience,
okay,
though.
Okay, good.
No.
You can go, Craig, and feel fairly safe.
Yes, you can.
I wasn't that near it. I was off to the side.
The building is on fire.
I was off to the side, and I missed the shrimp.
Did you miss the shrimp?
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep throwing it. I want to try.
I don't. I didn't. Now, I was pretty good at that back in the day. I was very good at that back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I doing it myself all the time.
Right.
I couldn't do it that day.
Were you stoned?
No.
Okay. Yes, you were.
No.
That no means yes.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, it was cheese balls.
No. It was in a situation where that was not have been okay.
Oh, you're with the family.
No. Somebody else's work.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just let that go. Y'all go ahead on.
You couldn't catch the shrimp?
I didn't. And I swear I lost interest about 1.5 into it.
Stop throwing shrimp at me, dude.
As the second one was in flight.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not interested in this anymore. You just knock it down with your hand and go, no.
Whipped it back at the dude. That's what I always like
to do. Get that out of here.
Get that ass out of here.
No.
Try again.
Go Mutombo on him.
No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.